world's two biggest polluters, the US and China. These are the numbers. The Chinese President Xi Jinping says his country's emissions will peak by 2030. America is promising a reduction of just over a quarter by 2025, and that's compared to 2005 levels. But how much of a milestone is it really? Tom Burke is chair of the not-for-profit Sustainable Development Organization, E3G.
This is pretty important because the real problem with climate change is not so much technology or economics, it's politics, is actually getting politicians to do what we know we can do. And I think this is a pretty important signal when you have both China and the US agreeing really to do a lot more than people have expected them to do. Will it be enough? I don't think where they've got to today is going to be enough to really solve the problem, but it does take us a big step down the right road.
Can you just unpick what China has said, that its country's emissions will peak by 2030? I mean, that doesn't sound, to my ears, like much of a commitment. It's just a statement that they think they're not going to be producing more carbon emissions after that point.
Well, if you think of China as one of the biggest investors and biggest periods of growth, what it in effect is saying is that after 2030, all the investment in energy in China will be low carbon or carbon neutral. And that's a pretty big statement for a country that's still developing. So what in effect China has signaled is there's no conflict between dealing with climate change and having rapid growth and development for poorer people.
Can it achieve that, though, given that social context and the fact that we're always told just how many coal-fired power stations they're building to satisfy demand?
Well, there's always been this idea that somehow China's doing nothing, and you regularly hear that from sort of the climate skeptics in this country. But the fact is China's been doing a lot for a very long time. What they haven't ever done before is said when they'll peak. And that, of course, means they will now shift basically to renewables, energy efficiency, nuclear, where they'll use a lot of nuclear as a way of delivering all the energy they need for their people's prosperity, but without destroying the climate.
With the US's commitment, a reduction of just over a quarter by 2025 compared to 2005 levels, it struck me, because we were talking about it a couple of weeks ago on the programme, that seems to be far short of what, for example, the European Union have committed themselves to.
I think it's bit short. Actually, the European Union is at least 40% by 2030.
And 1990 levels, I think.
Yeah, no, that's true. So it's a tougher piece. But it's also much bigger than the president had committed to before, which was 17%. So again, it's not enough, but it's a step in the right direction.
And is it deliverable for him, given, for example, Republican opposition and so on? I mean, who's going to enforce this?
In a sense, he has the power to do this. Now, the only way that Republicans in Congress could stop him is by defunding the programs. So he's not asking for new legislation to do this. So he's steering around the Congress in a way. Will the Congress succeed in defunding it? That's the battle that's got to be fought.
And that was Tom Burke of the Sustainable Development Organisation, E3G. You're listening to NewsHour from the BBC World Service. More from NewsHour's Lise Doucette in Damascus coming up in about 6 minutes' time.